Hey guys, welcome to the Self-Positive Podcast. My name is Duke DeLate, and I've been a dating coach and self-development guy for a long, long time. So I wanted to start this project and deal with some of the more general issues that I have, other people have, my students have. And so today's episode was brought to you by me. And later on, I think we'll get some guests and shit, but for now, enjoy today's episode and check out the blog selfpositive.org, and you can find all the worksheets and the auxiliary materials and things. Thanks for listening, and here's the episode. Hey guys, it's Duke for episode 11 of the Self-Positive Podcast. Today, we are talking about testing your self-esteem. You can get an accurate picture of where you are and then where you need to go in order to crush your goals. So let's jump into it. Let me ask you a question. Do you have trouble landing a dream job or maintaining healthy relationships or just feeling good about your day-to-day decisions? You might suffer from low self-esteem. We talked about this in last couple weeks worth of podcasts and blogs. If you don't know where you're at, you have to be able to have, you have to know where your baseline is. And testing your self-esteem is an easy way. It's a valuable way to discover your underlying problems and begin to work on the areas that need improvement. Self-esteem tests are available from magazines, books. You can take a bunch of online tests, but they can be fun, but there's not really right or wrong answers. You just sort of punch your data in and it gives you kind of a personality profile or whatever. We're going to dig way deep into personality profiling in, I think, mid-January. I have a whole plan for Myers-Briggs stuff. But if you're going to take these tests, you got to be truthful. There's so many people. I was hanging out with Kelly the other day. She's one of my friends, and she signed up for Match.com. And she spent an hour and a half answering all the Match.com answers, trying to manipulate the system so she looked better. Like, she looked the way that she wanted to look. Oh, if I answer it like this, I'm not going to be like this. But the whole point of the Match.com personality profile is to match you with people who are like you, who are going to connect with you. And if you don't do it truthfully, then you're going to get fucked up. Like, it's trying to manage impression is always bad. I'm going to do a whole series on impression management. I wrote a book on it and middle of last year, and I'm going to do a whole series on impression management. But until then, just know that trying to manage your impression is super bad. So ways to do this honestly on these tests is to A, admit your shortcomings. For the first, before you can improve your self-confidence, you need to realize that your self-esteem needs improvement. And if you take these tests and you don't be truthful about where you might falter or you might get angry or you might look bad, then you won't be able to see the areas you need improvement in. And that's not going to be helpful for you to actually improve. And that can be the hardest part of the whole process. Nobody likes to admit their weaknesses, but if you're truly going to deal with your self-esteem in a functional way that's going to make a difference in the long term, you're going to have to be honest. There's no room for vanity if you really want to improve yourself. And once you've honestly completed one of these tests, you're going to learn what aspects of your personality to focus on. The next thing you can do after you figure out what you need to work on, whether it's emotional control or whether it's focusing on being more open or focusing more on positive things or pattern interrupting your brain with a negative self-talk that comes up, the next thing to do is use books or video or audio resources to help improve your self-esteem issues. You can get a lot of those here. It's a little jumbled right now because I'm doing a lot of content and not a lot of formatting, but there's a bunch of resources available here. There's some links on the sidebar of this blog, and there's also, and in the podcast show notes, and there's also, main core books that you can read and programs that you can go through that can deal with those specific issues. If you have a problem, say, with dealing with anger or dealing with overwhelm, then reading through Tony Robbins' Awaken the Giant Within, specifically the Emotions as Action Signals chapter, it's great. And also my buddy Lendy Pies over at Social Q Nation, he wrote a book called, what's the book called? It's called Emotional State of Mind, talking about emotional control and how to deal with anger issues and overwhelm issues and things like that. So once you figure out what your weaknesses are, you can take a test and figure them out and then go find resources to help you fix that. Another fantastic, massively transformational book, what is called The Values Factor by John DeMartini. Dr. John DeMartini. It's such a badass book, and there's a lot of written exercises in it that help your brain get to the right place and realize where some of the things that you believe at the core might be influencing how you act in maladaptive ways. Anyway, so if you feel like you might need a boost in your self-confidence, then take a few self-esteem tests that are available in the books or that are online. So there's some links in the sidebar of the blog and in the show notes of the podcast. Be honest with your answers. Click the things, go through the test, and then you're most likely going to be surprised with what you learn. And then you'll be able to develop a self-esteem program that is functional for you, and then take your whole confidence to the top level. You'll be on your way to landing your dream job, having your good relationships, finding the love of your life, and all that stuff. And best of all, you're going to be happy with yourself in the end of it. Anyways, so that's today's podcast on taking self-esteem tests online. I will see you guys tomorrow on the Self Positive Podcast. Until then, stay awesome, stay positive.